Yeah. Actually, yeah, you can call me Frank Ying. I work for the University of Tennessee. And effects of sulfur application rates on yield and fiber quality of no-till cotton. Actually, my colleague Owen Grassmay, our cotton physiologist, he initiated this project in 2007, and he did 2 years, then I took over for another 2 years. Okay. Here is a list of possible causes for sulfur deficient, such as increased use of sulfur-free fertilizers, greater removal of sulfur from soil by crops due to enhanced yields and intensified cropping systems, also less sulfur deposit to soil from the atmosphere, and increased adoption of no-tillage. These are two pictures showing sulfur deficiency on cotton. One of the classic symptoms of sulfur deficiency on cotton is the pale green to yellow leaves in the top portion of the canopy. Actually, sulfur research, more sulfur research was needed because we saw more sulfur deficiency problems on cotton and other crops in Tennessee during recent years. And also we did some searching in the literature, actually information about the sulfur effects on cotton production was pretty limited in the United States. And also such as in our state, we do not have any guidelines for correcting sulfur deficiencies in cotton. So because of these reasons, we initiated this project. We had three objectives: to examine the influence of sulfur application rates on yield and fiber quality, to investigate the impacts of sulfur deficiency on cotton yield components, and to develop some guidelines for correcting sulfur deficiency in cotton. Actually, we did two different trials for this study. One was a field trial. The other one was a container-grown cotton study. So the field trial was conducted at Jackson in West Tennessee, and that's the area of cotton production in Tennessee, actually. So we did this test for 4 years, from 2007 to 2010. And a split plot, complete block design was used for sulfur application rates. 0, 10, 20, and 30 pounds per acre were assigned to the main plots. And the two zinc application rates, 0.26 pounds zinc per acre, were assigned to the subplots. We used this potassium sulfate as the sulfur fertilizer, and all the sulfur fertilizers were applied before cotton planting by surface broadcasting. Actually, the zinc treatment was foliar sprayers. And my talk today will focus on sulfur only. And the field we used was a no-till, non-irrigated desert loam. So it's a pretty common soil we have in Tennessee. And the initial soil testing results show this field was deficient in sulfur and zinc. Weather conditions, actually you can see the 2007 growing season was extremely dry, so we had an extended severe drought stress in 2007. Other than that, the other 3 years, 2008, 9, and 10 were in general pretty normal. These are some pictures we took from this test in late June. And this actually, those two pictures were from the zero sulfur treatment. And these two were from the high sulfur application rate treatment, 30 pounds per acre. So basically there were some like sulfur deficiency symptoms showing up under the zero sulfur treatment. We measured leaf sulfur concentrations at early bloom and late bloom, and the results were pretty consistent. At early bloom, actually, there was a significant yield leaf sulfur response in all the 4 years. Application of 20 or 30 pounds sulfur per acre had significantly higher leaf sulfur concentration than the zero sulfur control and the 10 pounds per acre application rate. We also monitored soil sulfur content at mid-bloom. Basically, in 3 out of 4 years, there was a significant increase in soil sulfur with the application of 30 pounds per acre of sulfur compared with the other three treatments. Then yields. In 2008, there was a significant yield response applying 20 or 30 pounds sulfur increased the yields by 78%. In 2009, the response was very close to be significant. However, in 2007 and 2010, the response was not significant because 2007 was very dry, not normal. So we took an average over the three normal growing seasons, 2008, 9, and 10, and we got a significant yield response for the three-year averages. And the yield increase was about 9 to 10%. Fiber quality, actually the only difference we saw in fiber quality was related to fiber microlayer. There was a 4 to 5% increase in fiber microlayer with the application of sulfur compared with the zero sulfur treatment. And other than that, we didn't see any fiber quality response to sulfur applications. So this is the summary for this field study. Application of 20 or 30 pounds sulfur per acre increased the lean yields by 9 to 10% on average. Sulfur application increased the fiber microlayer by 4 to 5%. And more attention needs to be paid to sulfur requirements of no-till cotton in Tennessee and other cotton producing states, where more sulfur deficiencies may be occurring. So now let's move on to the other study, container ground cotton study. And this study we did for 2 years at Jackson. Actually, the parting medium was BWI number 2 from the BWI companies at Memphis. We had two treatments, low sulfur solution and high sulfur solution. 1 ppm for the low sulfur treatment, and we used 20 ppm for the high sulfur treatment. And we used the RCB design with 6 replicates, and the treatments were implemented for 7 weeks from 4 weeks after planting to 11 weeks after planting. Here you can see actually, this is the plant received the low sulfur treatment, and this is the plant with high sulfur treatment. Basically, the leaf color, plant height, plant size were different between the two treatments. And if sulfur concentration pretty obvious, actually, application of, high sulfur treatment had higher NIF sulfur concentrations at early bloom than NIF sulfur concentration under the low sulfur treatment. And seed cutting weight per plant and seed cutting weight per bowl, both of them responded significantly to the high sulfur treatment relative to the high sulfur treatment in 2009 and 2010. Most of the differences were substantial between the two treatments. And similarly, for the number of bowls per plant and the percentage of bowls at the first floating positions, these two measurements also responded significantly to the treatments. And high sulfur treatment had more bowls per plant and also had a less percentage of bowls at the first floating positions. So conclusions, low sulfur treatment reduced the sulfur concentration in leaf, but concentrations for other treatments such as NPK tended to be higher in the sulfur deficient plants. Sulfur deficiency reduced the seed cutting weight per plant and seed cutting weight per bowl. And sulfur deficient plants produced the few bowls per plant with a greater proportion of bowls at first position floating sites. The results of this study have been published recently in the Guanyu Journal, and also we have an extension paper with better crops about the results of this study. And this project was funded by the Cutting Incorporated. And with that, I'd like to answer maybe the questions.
Any questions?
Hi, Jerry.
Yes, do you use total sulfur as a measure or some other? Because I've heard some people use sulfate sulfur as a measure.
Oh, very good question. Actually, you know, we send out all the NIF samples to A&L laboratories at Memphis. And they used the Medic 3 to measure, for all the soil samples, we send it to NL, and they used Medic 3 to measure the sulfur content in the soil. So not the total sulfur content in the soil.
No, I was thinking more of the plant available sulfur. That would be a total sulfur measure, or?
They called available sulfur, and the extractant was Medic 3. That's what they do. And, I work for UT, and our soil testing laboratory does not do anything such as, sulfur analysis. Yeah, but A&L, they provide this service, and they use Medic 3.
Okay.